This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right, guys. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Mom Said, Dad Said, where we're tuning in on Tuesday every morning to get the best gossip of the week, baby. Today, we got Oscar Ortiz from the Ortiz family.
What's up, y'all?
We're finna have some fun this weekend.
Thanks for having us, too.
Hey, glad y'all was able to make it. Got here safe.
Yes, yes.
How was the flight?
Oh, I flew the plane very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I flew it, bro.
You didn't have any issues with the Boeing planes or nothing? No, falling off?
And I ain't gonna lie, I wonder every time I get on a plane if it is a Boeing.
I swear, dude. Like, now that I've seen what was the stuff that's going on with them Boeing airplanes, do I want to ride Spirit?
That was the only freaking plane coming this
year. I swear. Damn it. Hey, I saw a spike in Spirit go up as soon as I saw anything with the Boeing planes going.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my hell no. I don't be looking, but I always wonder, though. Every time I get on one of them planes, I'm like, yeah, I hope it's not a Boeing. Please don't let it be a Boeing.
I swear. Hey, I can't tell. Did they have any kids on board? Any babies?
I don't look. I'm just trying to get in my seat and get to my destination.
I swear. Hey, if you're not A group, bro, it's like, damn, you got to fight to find a spot.
Yeah, no. The only time I realize if there's kids on it, if I hear a baby crying, I'm like, God, this is the whole flight.
Hey, sometimes when we take Nova... Nova's the hardest one whenever we go on airplanes, but dude, she's like screaming, bro.
No, she is?
Yeah. She's so this past time we went on the airplane, she was pretty good. We just, you know, gave her some toys to play with, but there was like another time where she was just going crazy. No. We had people around us helping us with her because she was like that. And I didn't even know we could get up and walk the damn aisles.
Yeah, you can, but yeah. I don't think while takeoff.
No.
That's the only hard part. Like,
yep.
My daughter, every time, it never fails. Every time we're going on the landing, like we're going to take off, I gotta pee. I'm like,
I'm dead.
Yo, we just took you before we even got on this plane. Like, you gotta pee. No, you're gonna have to hold it.
That's normally how it is, yeah. Bro. It's crazy.
Kids, I don't like flying Spirit, but I ain't gonna lie. This flight was smooth, and the actual people at the desk normally they be rude. The guy that took care of us this time, he was cool.
Hey, I remember you was telling me yesterday about the little minivan. You're supposed to have a minivan. Oh, what? Boy, I would have drove that minivan here, pulled up.
I refuse to be a minivan.
If I would have saw the minivan, I would have said, my boy's a dad. That's a dad right there, boy.
No, man. I when we got there, I was like, I told the guy to counter, hey, man, can I switch my car? He's like, we're sold out. I'm like, I got to pull up in a minivan for real?
He's like, you already know the Kelly family to get on you.
Give I didn't want to pull up in no minivan. So we went and the guy that was supposed to get our car, and I ended up talking to him. I'm not stopping until I get, like, so I told the guy, I'm like, hey, man, listen, I don't want a minivan. Is there anything you can do for me? He's like, are we talking like you a businessman? I'm always a businessman.
For sure.
I'm like, well, I'm from Miami, so we business all the time.
Oh, for sure.
So I'm like, he's like, all right, come follow me. I'm like, all right. So I went walking with him, and he was taking me to like the exotic place. I'm like, listen, man, I only got $26 in my pocket right now, cash. I had to ask him, I'm like, you take Zelle or? He's like, nah, cash. I'm like, man, listen, man, I'm going to tell you straight up. I only got $26, man. Like,
yeah.
And if I got the change, I'm going to give you everything. But, he got us a better Suburban, like Wagner.
Wagner. That's the truck that Gabby wanted if it wasn't going to be that Tahoe. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's nice. It's not.
It's nice inside.
It's better than that van.
Anything better than the van, huh?
You know, I swear. Pull up. Whoosh. What up?
Come on. Hell yeah. Nah. Man, I would have slid in that moment. Hey, let's go. Where we going? No, man. Look, Gabby got me over here drinking Alani's, bro. Have you ever tried it?
Let me see.
It's supposed to be Kim Kardashian's drink.
Oh, no.
I mean, I don't...
What is that, energy?
It's a little watermelony.
Is energy?
Yeah, it's supposed to give you energy.
I never even knew she had a drink out.
Yeah, bro.
What we drink now? I drink that just like maybe
kombucha.
Like,
y'all got me kombucha. On. You got me on.
Kombucha's
it.
Good.
I tried it.
I saw it in the fridge. I was like,
go ahead, get one, bro. I'm telling you, does it give you shitty booty?
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to do, though.
Bro, tell me why one of my friends was like, it doesn't give you shitty booty. I've been drinking it for 3 days, and bro, when I tell you I'm on the toilet,
first,
bro.
First, it gives me bloated.
Yes, that's what it does.
And it just
comes straight out.
Yeah, you know, I Kat told me you're supposed to drink half, though.
Oh, I drank
the whole thing, too.
You're supposed to drink half?
Yeah, that's what she told me. I never read it, so I don't know. I just drink the whole thing, because it's like, honestly, it tastes kind of like... You know, it's apple cider.
I taste the cider in it for sure.
But it just be like, damn, I gotta finish the whole bottle. It tastes kind of good.
Yeah. At first, I tasted it. I was like, what the fuck is this? This is nasty. Nah. But then I was like, after a while, I was like, okay.
Nah, it does clean you out, though.
It does.
It's good. I love it, especially because I eat like steak. So it's like, it helped me process all that. So
yeah, y'all got me on that. So I saw that and I was like, yeah, let me try that kombucha. The kombucha.
It's good for your stomach, the digestive system.
So what's going on, man? What's new? What's happening in your life, y'all? The Ortiz family's life. What's going on in Miami?
Nothing, man. We just finished moving, actually.
Yeah,
we just moved into a bigger place. Hey. Still same 3 bedrooms, but one more bathroom. So it's obviously 3-3.
Is it close to this place that you used to stay, or
yeah,
is it
it's like, okay? Probably like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not. It's bigger though. It's bigger. So that's always better.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, that's good. You guys are renting?
Yeah, we're renting. There's no way buying right now.
Yeah.
Buying for us down there.
It's still expensive as hell, isn't it?
It's expensive. Yeah. Not kind of. It's expensive.
Yeah, is the interest rate still...
I think at like 7-8%.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. For a house like that where we went into, it's... You're gonna be spending like $600,000-$700,000.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a 3-3, and they're full bathrooms
for sure. Yeah,
so it's bad on Kat because she got to clean the bathrooms, not me.
Yeah, nah. Be like, hey, Gabby, go clean that. Go be Consuela.
No, man. But besides that, we stay active. We try to keep our content fresh. You know, we all work in this same industry, so you know, we try to keep it fresh. And we just moved, and anything comes our way, we take it.
Hell yeah, man. That's how you do it, brother. Hey, getting to that, you know, talking about content. For you guys, let's talk about before social media. What were you guys doing before? And I know it was probably before COVID, right?
Yeah.
So what were you guys doing before?
I was a truck driver.
Okay.
I was a commercial truck driver. I was doing that for about 16 years. And, you know, I was, it paid very good. I was doing very well. Kat was a logistic. Like she was like a dispatch, I guess.
Okay.
She used to call out for cargoes, like basically call different truckers to offer whatever.
I got it.
Prices and go with that price. So she did that. And she did that for about, but no, yeah, no, that's what we did before social media. You know, we didn't really quit our jobs until like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's not just because of one platform. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people think, oh, they made
it's just,
it.
It's just, tick, no, no. Yeah, yeah, no, no, no. Yep.
You know, some people like outside of social media think, oh, that's not a real job. We pay taxes on this.
Yeah,
this is a real job.
Hey, it ain't no more where we get taxes every year. No, now we're paying.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks.
And that's where I kind of like, I understand a lot of these things that like when we were like not paying taxes, people like with money, you know, we're good. We're good now.
Right, right.
So people be like, oh, more money, more problem. I'm like, what? More money? I need more money.
Yeah,
but
right.
Now I understand what that more problems mean. Mm-hmm. It's tax. The more money you make, the more you pay.
Facts.
Man, it's...
But they also say the more money you make, the more money you spend and then write off.
Yeah, that's how I see it. That's why, like, if it's... Like our car, write off. Travels, write off. Airbnbs, write off. Like this Airbnb, we can all write that off.
Oh, for sure.
All right.
Oh, for sure. All right. Hey, I got that in the books.
You're listening. You're listening.
But yeah, man. Social media has been a huge blessing, I say, and I believe. Yeah, it is. It is a real job to me. I mean, we're putting in the hours. It's not like it was handed. You know, you got to put in the hours to be. To be on, in front of a camera and talk. So, I mean, I liked it.
Oh, no, I
liked it a lot.
I love it a lot, man. It, honestly, I think it's like mentally like draining. It's not physically, but it's mentally. But what I like about it is like I got to get more time with my family.
Because
being a trucker, I was more like some days I'll be late home. Sometimes I won't even get to see my kids because I get home late. But I get to spend more time with my family. And then, you know, I got to meet you guys and other creators. And look at the opportunity that we're getting to do now. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool, man. It's like, you know, get to meet people and who they are off camera. Which that, a lot of people don't get to see that.
No, they don't.
They get to see the 30-second or a minute clips. They don't get to see, like, what's going on. They're probably wondering, oh, there's going to be mad content. But that's not what happens all the time.
Yeah, we're just, you know, we just like to vibe out and chill. Yeah, bro. Man. It's a good time whenever we all get together, man. Can't wait for this weekend. It's going to be a vibe. But yeah, I would say that's the same thing for me, man. I was when I was in the military, I was away all the time, like away from the family. I couldn't do really family, a lot of family stuff like I wanted to, you know, going to the field and all that and rotations to JRTC and NTC, all that stuff. But yeah, now that I'm home, I'm able to take the kids to school. I'm able to take them to football practice, you know, be able to be there and just be present for them is amazing.
It's amazing, bro. Amazing. You catch every second moment, everything.
Yeah. And you're now, like, sometimes they got me pulling my hair, but hey, it's okay. I'll take that.
No, but it's good, man. It's good. I like it. I used to wake up early, though. That's where, like, Kat used to catch me a lot because I used to go to sleep early. Well, fall asleep. Fall asleep early because I used to wake up early. I used to wake up at 4 in the morning. So I would be drained with working outside in Miami. The heat and humidity is draining. So I get home exhausted after lifting appliances, building furniture, and get home exhausted. And, you know, I'll give the little bit of energy. Well, not even. We'll have to do content.
So we were like, I was get off work, come back.
Yeah, so it was draining. But, you know, I still have a night business that I have to run.
Right.
Still, even with me being a social media influencer. So it's like I'm still physically, like, working. So I'm not stopping.
Wherever you can make it, keep going, bro.
People don't know. Like, people think I'm just doing this, right? Social media. But I'm at night, I'm doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like, physically.
And that's what I'm getting into, where I'm trying to find other things to, like, put my money in, like, as far as Airbnbs or just something that I can make an extra income on or whatever, you know. That's keeping myself busy. I like doing that, you know.
Yeah, that's how I like it. I want, like, stuff outside of social media because this can always just be like
this
that.
Can go, yeah. Just
like right now, TikTok's on the verge of
banning.
Yeah. And how you feel about that?
Bro, man, I think it's because, you know, we got all the elections coming up. They don't want the truth of everything coming out. I don't know. They have some type of beef with TikTok. I'm just like, bro. And I don't really think the dude's gonna sell it neither.
He's not,
bro, because he's like, I think he came up with that app. You know what I mean? Like, it's all his hard work. Why would he sell it?
Mm-hmm. I think us as people here is taking our freedom away. Like, our freedom.
No, it is. It is.
That's messed up.
It is.
That tells you a lot, like, about this country. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's fair,
but hey, we're gonna keep pushing content on other platforms, baby.
Yeah, so make sure y'all follow.
Even if it does,
make sure y'all follow, man. If y'all be like, oh, what people ask, oh, what y'all gonna do if TikTok is banned?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm still working.
We're just gonna, you know, figure out other options as far as, you know, just posting on other platforms. Man. That's all it is.
That's how it works. I mean, if you get fired from a job, would you just gonna sit home?
No, man. No, you gotta keep
working. You gotta keep moving. Some people will just, those are the lazy ones, man. They expect jobs to just come to them. You know, I had friends like that. They just
really?
Yeah, they just expect it to come to them, man. It's like, you gotta go get it.
I ain't gonna lie. When I lost my job, like, before the Army, I didn't even know I could do unemployment. No, and my ass was over there struggling.
I've never done that.
Yeah, I've never done it.
I've never.
So when I lost my job, I was out of a job for like 3 months, and I didn't do unemployment. And I'm just like, bro, that's money I could have got. And I got let go.
But they give you like a percentage of, like.
I mean, it's better than zero.
That's true. That's true.
It's better than zero.
But the whole TikTok thing, man, it's like it opened up like a lot of doors for us, man, at least for us.
It did. I would say when they first started talking about the banning, that's when we really, like, keyed in on our other platforms to build it up, you know, just in case if this were to go away, we're going to be sad because, you know,
we worked our butts off.
Exactly. We busted our butt for this. And, but it's all good. You know what I mean? We're going to keep going, bro.
You have to,
Let's
man.
Go. Keep it going.
You have to, man. You got to.
With that being said, well, you were talking about, you know, the little box truck industry that you guys were in before. What made Kat, or who started the social media? Was it Kat?
It was Kat. She started it, and I was like, I'm like whatever about it at first. And I think she did that. I would participate, like, you know, I'll just do it if she, I'm there. But when we hit our first viral video, it was the one where you reach in the back for the purse. Swipes for, like, it hits me in the back of my head.
I know which one you're talking
and
about.
And then it just, like, boom, and I'm like, and it actually hit me in the eyeball, like the buckle, and I'm like, and I curse, and it's crazy because my daughter's reaction, she was laughing.
Yeah.
And there was just a bunch of things going on in that moment, and it just went viral. And then I was like,
yeah,
we joke about this because our trainer, she was like, you only had 130 followers, and I'm like, yeah, you did, and then you. She posted me, we went viral, and then we just started exploding, like 10,000, 20.
Right.
And then I was like, and then it just, that one, then it got, that video got taken down at like 1.7 million.
Dang.
Right. And I was like, oh my God. So we appealed it, right? We reposted it, and then that one started moving too.
Right.
So it went viral twice, but then we got our original one back, and it just both videos.
Yeah, both of them were
good.
Yeah,
so I was like,
so that video is where y'all were like, okay, hold on,
this is cool. No, but that's where we were like, we didn't say, oh,
no, no, for sure, yeah,
we got a million. Nah.
But you were like, holy shit,
yeah,
people actually, this shit was funny.
Yeah, yeah,
hell yeah.
But then that's where she kept it going, and I was like. I didn't know what to expect. So I was, you know, because I was working. She was plotting. And I'm
exactly.
Like, it was our first one. So it was cool. But ever since then, I made it a part-time for me. So it was like.
Yeah, that's how it was for me as well. TikTok was like part-time for me. When TikTok first came out, I was like, I'm not downloading that shit. I don't want that. I'm like, oh, stupid. It's stupid. I kept saying it's stupid. It's stupid. And then I downloaded it. Gabby was doing like her makeup content, and it was one video where I had to take a shit really bad, and for some reason I don't know why, but I guess like the anticipation of when rushing to the restroom,
it makes you like really gotta go,
really gotta go, bro.
Those are cramps.
So she decided just pull the phone out, just record. This is why I was driving, and then boom, like,
yo, I hate that. When you're driving and you gotta go.
You're in traffic, bro, and it's the worst, dog. Like, and I know a lot of people experience that. You know what I mean? And it's tough. But yeah, that was our very first video where she was doing her makeup, and I was just in that video, and she was like, you know what? It went crazy. So she was like, man, let's change it. Let's start the Kelly fam.
Yeah.
Let's do more content. And she started doing it. We got to 10K. And then after 10K followers, I think it was that one video with the scooter. The scooter video took us up there, bro. And we were like, what? But this is like, again, I was still working. I was in the military. This was just side. Yeah. Like, let me just have some fun with this.
Yeah. It's fun. It's supposed to be fun. So, but now it's like, y'all ever bump heads? We bump heads.
We do. As far as like, she'll say, like, sometimes I'll be chilling or I'm doing something like outside in the garage, and she'll be like, we gotta do a video now. Come on, we gotta do a video. And I'll just be like, oh, fine. Yes. I'll go do a video with you.
Yo, I'd be the same when she's like, what are we posting? I'm like,
I don't know. Wow. Let's just do something.
Yeah, no, man. And then that when we have to do the last minute ones, it's like, because we try to like keep it fresh every day.
Yeah.
So it's like we have all day, but then sometimes we're both bit, like she's doing her nails or she's doing errands, and then I'm home playing Call of Duty, and then I'm not trying to focus on content. If you're doing you, I want to do me.
I swear. Sometimes I'm just like, oh, I wanted to, let me take this little break, and then I'll get back to it.
My break turns into all day. I'm not trying to. Well, like, it's like, that's the thing about content. It's like, you got to consistently try to, like,
yeah, you got
to. Fresh. Like,
you got to stay relevant.
Yes.
And being relevant is pretty task, pretty hard task.
You got to. This is our career now.
Yeah.
You know, so it's got to keep it fresh, man. For everybody,
for all y'all,
all of y'all,
what y'all saying on that live?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. I see my DD214 shirt. This is so when you get out the military, they give you a DD214 form. Okay. And I have mine mounted in the hallway.
But that's like a release, like you're out?
Yeah, that's like a form that like, fuck you, bitch. Like when you're out of the army, you can literally, nah, I'm just kidding.
Like you were a genie in a lamp, you out?
Nah, I wouldn't do that though. But yeah, that's literally, this is what, I mean, they're starting to talk about the whole bringing people back in.
People that were already in, or you mean like?
People that were already in, they got either med board or retired, and they talking about,
but why?
It's crazy world.
What's going on out there?
It's crazy world.
Yeah, nah, man.
I'm not sure if it's true or not. I'm just saying, like,
I am not trying to go
at all.
I've never been in
the draft and all that stuff.
I know a lot of people in military, but I've
never thought about it. Have you ever thought about it?
I did, but nah. I was like, nah, man.
Yeah.
I have my grandfather. I got my uncles. I got two of my best friends. One of them's still in there. He's about to get out.
Mm.
But, and you, Lewis.
There's a lot of, like.
I'm surrounded by it.
You're surrounded by pretty much the whole.
I think
Jaren, and yeah, we're all military.
Damn, G-Man, they were.
G-Man, yeah.
Funny, y'all were having a military talk. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm a prestige 8 right now in Call of Duty.
I'm dead. Hey, I would say, man, the military, it just opened up a lot of doors. You know what I mean? I enjoyed it. It wasn't bad at all. Of course, you're going to have. Like every other job,
yeah,
you know,
ups and downs, man.
Ups and downs, yeah. But overall, like, I enjoyed it.
I'm sure, man. You get to see other things. I didn't
yeah.
see. So it's cool. I'm sure.
I wish we would have was able to get stationed overseas. Maybe our first one. That would have been dope.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I had a couple battles go to. There's some that went to Korea. Some that went to.
Yeah, my friend.
Hawaii.
My close stuff. Friend, that one that lives in Georgia, he was in Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah,
This in Korea, I think like years ago was really fun to go to. Like now I don't know how it is now, but I knew when I was in it was
wasn't
a place to go to. You know? You didn't want to go to without your family type shit. You know, and with me being a family guy, I would want to bring my family, but I just know Gabby wouldn't.
They say it's always like high alert, like red, like it's always on high alert over there.
Yeah, bro, you got to see the I think it's the North Korean army, bro, or the South Korean army. Those soldiers. Are super disciplined.
Yeah.
Mundo is telling me like when they're sitting at the border or standing at the border, they're literally at attention, like don't move at all. They won't
statues.
Do nothing. Nah. They just stand. They're standing there at the border, bro.
I don't know how people do that.
Stiff, like disciplined. Wait, what? Like it was intense.
Nah, I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how like the people like I've seen videos of the London ones, like whatever the European.
Mm-hmm.
They just stand with big old hell.
And just marching.
No, I don't know how. It's like you're a robot. That's it. You're a robot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta do what you're told, boy, or you gonna get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how it feels like, man. So this is probably a little bit off topic, but April 8th. April.
Look, 8th. I already know what you're gonna say.
You already know,
but I ain't gonna see it. Like it's,
I know that, man. I was like, you know, there's people traveling in like to those cities. That it's gonna be showing.
I'm not
literally that
anywhere
serious.
From all this conspiracy crap, I'm staying home.
Exactly. Because
if it goes down,
bro, So I looked it up last night. It's like the 777. So
yeah, you didn't even get to finish explaining that.
Yeah. So it happened. A solar eclipse happened in 2017, 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, I think it was 7 years ago, it went through seven cities called Salem or something like that. I'm sure. I think that's what I saw. And then I saw now it's going to be going through seven cities called Nineveh. If you look on the map.
Yeah, like, I've seen the map to it.
I'm like, bro,
I've never seen the eclipse. Never.
It's pretty dope.
Every time they say, I'm like, man, it's bogus, man. I don't see no eclipse. They don't get dark over here.
Right? It's crazy because I recorded it, but when I recorded it, I guess I had my other phone at the time, and I don't know where that footage is at.
No, you got to record it and send it to me.
So I'm definitely, going to get footage of this one. Cause,
yeah, get on the camera.
Huh?
On your camera.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That's
going to be.
That's a good vlog.
Probably going to do a whole YouTube, probably.
Yeah, it could.
Because, I mean, it only happened, you see how long, it happened 7 years split, but you don't really get that. In your lifetime.
I think, 7 years ago? Yeah, I was working trucks. I remember I was like, I stopped. You know, I'm like, where?
Just to see?
Yeah, just to see it. I'm like, man,
I don't see it. What's that?
I don't see nothing, man. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy how, like, you know, it's a big sun,
mm-hmm.
big moon, right? It's a moon. It covers it. It's like, I don't see it. It should cover, like, everything, right? But it's crazy how it's like.
Different sides of it, yeah.
The planet, the earth.
But it was, man, I really wish you could see it because it's like a different type of dark. and yeah. did, like going into it.
Yeah, that's what I don't know. It's crazy.
Fire, bro.
I don't know.
Fire.
The 8th, I want to stay home.
Yeah, because
they talking about grids and all this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I don't know all that stuff like deep into it, but it's just what they're saying is kind of like, damn.
I don't know what's going on. I'm aware of rumors and conspiracies.
Right. I just want to see a cool show. Like, come on. I just want to see this in the moon go the moon go around the sun and then leave. Jeez. And that's it.
Yo, I'm gonna just stay home. I'm not going out. I know some people are gonna be on live and I'll see it like that. I've never seen it personally.
Right.
That'll be cool. But from what's going on nowadays, if I would have seen it 7 years ago, that would have been awesome.
Facts.
Right now with all this, hey, the grid's gonna go out.
And just like, are you big on doomsday prep?
No, not really. But no. I know it's like it's always in my head. Though.
Yeah, like, I feel like just like you said, it's always in the back of your mind. Like I don't want like crazy shit to happen. Of course, like everybody else. But it's like when you keep seeing shit on the media and
I'm
everywhere.
Mentally, like, prepared though.
Prepared,
like,
yeah.
Like mentally, I don't want. I'm not gonna get caught off guard. If it happened, I'm like, I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
At least I knew it. It's always in my head.
Right.
But I hope it doesn't. I hope it never will happen. You never know, man. You just got to stay on your toes. But.
I think the next, like me and Gabby were talking, the next crib we get, we want to do something like a, well, we want, because we experienced the little tornado.
Yeah.
And we saw how like some houses here in Clarksville got blown away like completely. You saw up there in the front. We were like, damn, would our house get blown away if we was in there? So we were like, bro, let's on the next crib, let's get a little tornado shelter, something, you know, small or whatever, just for us to be in there just in case of some shit.
Yeah.
If it's not weather, it'll be for whatever happens in the world. I don't know. A little doomsday prep.
Yeah. Start packing up.
Yeah. I'm over here trying to talk to my, some of my battle buddies from in the army about getting some MREs and shit. Yeah. I got like 2 boxes from when I was in, but I need to.
Yeah.
They're expensive.
How much are they?
They're like $100 a box. And some people overcharge, like charge more.
Yeah.
Because they want to make more money. Yeah.
Of course. They'll probably buy more different, like more.
I heard that. Yeah. I seen there was there's like survival kits that you can purchase monthly. Mm-hmm. Like a monthly subscription, and they'll send you like survival kits every month.
I just know it's not. I hope it doesn't.
Yeah, me neither. I just would be crazy.
Don't want to go through that. Yeah, I wouldn't. No, even zombies, man.
Bro,
you believe it? You think?
Man, why they keep making movies?
I don't know.
And I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't want no freaking I Am Legend zombies.
Yeah, no, we're dead.
Those zombies, we're done. Like we're I'll dead. Take the Walking Dead zombies.
Yeah, yeah,
you
I'll
know
take
what
those.
I mean? The ones that, weave. Yeah, I'll be like dodge. What you gonna get me? But I be, and when I see them getting bit on the show, I'm like,
man, come on, man.
How the fuck you get bit in your damn arm? You can't keep your arm away from their mouth?
Man, I'm telling you, man, nah. They slow. And then, like, they, like, running away from them, but they still right there. Like,
no,
fast
for
are y'all
real.
Really
damn.
Like, come on, man.
Nah, hey, I'm telling you, or the world. Have you seen the World War Z zombies?
Those are bad too.
Bro, fuck them.
We're done. We're
I'm like,
done.
Hey, let me get sick, man, shit, so they don't fuck with me. Because that's exactly what they didn't. I guess they didn't fuck with people that were sick.
Yeah, the one that balled down here, I don't know. Yeah, they don't. I don't know. You're dead then. Because if you're sick, what kind of sickness you got?
Right. It has to be like a. It has to be like a real. I think a good, like maybe cancer or something, like
we
a dead, that type of sickness.
We dead then.
Yeah,
we dead no matter what. But I rather, I don't know, man. Those running zombies that have cardio like to the max,
strong as shit. Yeah, you got me all fucked up.
The I Am Legend ones, but the I Am Legend ones, they only come out at night. They didn't come out during the day.
Yeah, that was true.
They were, I guess, they get burned. They were like vampires.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the World War Z ones,
I can't wait for the second one of
I Am Legend.
And and Will Smith supposed to come back?
Yeah. But
did you see the alternate ending?
I haven't seen it.
Bro, watch the...
They keep saying it, but I've never seen it.
Check out the alternate ending of the first one. It was pretty dope.
Because I left it off as where it ended. And then when I heard that they had an alternate, I'm like, man, come on, man.
Exactly.
I'm like, y'all should have did it that way.
Exactly.
I thought the movie was done.
Mm-hmm. And I thought the old dude died.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's I what I know
died.
She escaped.
Yeah.
But I'm like, damn, I guess he survived? Because I think he found a...
Thinking about it, shoot, I was just like... Where was she? She was hiding inside of like a little cupboard.
Well, he had a little exit for her, like for just in case. But he ended up staying back.
Man, I would have got in that bitch as soon as they broke that glass. Throw that motherfucker, bro! I would have
tried. Hurry up! This guy getting like.
I would have tried everything to not die. I'm not sacrificing myself.
hey, no, no lie. I be telling Kat. I be like, hey, you better catch up because I'm not going to say, I'm no hero. I'm going to try. I'm out. I will leave you.
Yo.
No, like, oh, man, I just, I will, I, listen, I got to worry about me too. Like,
Hey,
I'm going to cry, but I'm out.
Shit, fighting them big ass zombies. You got me fucked up.
What you think? That's how you get bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gonna be she out by herself. And guess what? Now we all dead.
But what? Freaking zombie.
Hell, man. I don't know, man. I just hope none of this stuff happens.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
We got kids.
We got kids, guys. Man, so this weekend, it's finna go down.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a blast, bro.
We had a blast last time.
Gatlinburg, guys. We're gonna be in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, at Pigeon Forge. Jeez. We got a big little crib for all of us creators in there, and yeah, we're gonna have some fire content for you guys. I can't wait, and just have a great time in general.
Yeah, so it's gonna be fun, man.
ATV riding.
Oh yeah.
You ready for them ATVs?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Finna pop a wheelie on that mother.
Wait, I thought it was the other one stuff.
So you have ATVs and UTVs.
Okay, so we can get either or.
You get either or. Yeah, I think the kids can ride on the back if you want.
Yeah.
I have Jeremiah and Nevaeh sometimes.
No, my daughter, I don't trust her, man.
She go on the UTV. You can still have fun on that thing.
Oh no, yeah.
And then like the trail that they have there is, bro, it's fucking.
They have like mud and all that stuff, yeah. So we can do it. I don't know about now because it's cold.
They have mud. It's dirt. The trail is dirt. I would think, like, you know, whenever it rains, it'll be. But yeah, the trail is dirt. It's a pretty long trail. But that shit is fucking. Right. And you're going inside the woods and everything.
I did it in Mexico. The ATVs.
Mm.
I did it in Mexico. Like oof, but.
The best thing to do is, and we'll probably do it, stay in the back, away from the people.
Yeah.
And let, because there's going to be a guide.
Yeah.
And he'll be in the front, and me and Mundo will be in the back ripping that shit. You're not supposed to, but it's no fun. We want to have some fun. Rip that motherfucker.
Yeah, man, you got to let them go first, and then you can, like, at least.
Facts.
Yes. Yeah, but no, this weekend's going to be fun. We had fun the first time. This is why we did this again.
Mm-hmm.
October, we planned this since October, right?
Yeah, October. I'm looking, so we had the October trip. Then we have here, Tennessee, where me and Gabby was like, all right, who's going to have the next one in the next place?
Oh, yeah.
That'll true. Be dope.
Portland.
I've never been.
I never been either.
Never been.
But they got mad. Like, that's a forest out there.
Hmm?
You ever seen Twilight?
Oh, yeah.
Twilight!
I think that's a pretty out there.
Yeah.
That's a nice place.
I want to check it out. Check it out. There's some haunted. You remember them videos I sent you about the little hauntings? In Tennessee. Yeah. We about to go up there tonight. Yeah, man.
I just watch all the kids, bro. That's one thing I don't play with.
Hey, we playing hide and go seek tag in the dark.
Nah. Yeah, oh yeah, I'm down with that. But to go into like a haunted house, I'm not down with that.
I'd be afraid of stuff coming back with you.
That's what it latches.
That should be weird. That.
I came with my baggage. I'm not trying to take.
Yeah.
No.
I swear. That video with the dude, like with it behind, like that shit was creepy, bro.
Man, ever since you sent me that, man, I got some mad haunted
all stuff on your feed. I'm
like, what is going on now? No, give me back to like my feet. Swear. No, that ain't with that. Now I'm all on Diddy's.
Dude.
Oh my gosh. You watch more than like one, you watch one video, that's it. It's gonna start feeding you more.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? Oh my God, I didn't know that. It's like now I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not like nosy, but now I'm like in it, and then I start listening a little bit, and then I just.
And that shit with P. Diddy is crazy.
There's more than that. More people going down.
I think there's a lot. There's gonna be a lot. It's crazy how like society is now.
You know who they're saying next, right?
Who's next?
Baby, baby, baby. Oh.
Oh, Gabby's gonna be crushed.
They did bad rumors about him.
I ain't even seen those.
And Jay. Jigga.
Bro,
they, man, listen,
I don't know, man. What is going on?
TikTok news, baby.
TikTok news. That's why they want to ban it.
That's why.
Ban
that's
information.
All it's all because it's raw. Like we get the real stuff, and they don't. They can't. They have no control of what can be posted. Like we get real. Like I've seen way more stuff on TikTok than on the news. They cover it. Whatever's going on, it's coming out.
Shoot. Darn world.
It is. It's messed up, man.
Mm.
It's a messed up world.
Man, how long we been on this thing?
I don't know.
Been a minute, huh? I don't know. Let's go ahead and wrap up today's episode of Mom Said, Dad Said. Thank you guys for tuning in. We got your boy Oscar from the Ortiz family. Appreciate you coming out there, man.
Thank you for having us, man.
Heck yeah.
Broke my cherry, man. That's good. Yeah. We've been all over the place, but yeah. We talked about everything pretty much.
Yeah.
How we started, what we did, what we think about what's going on now.
You got a message to the viewers? Anything you want to say?
Take care of my boy, man. Follow him.
Live life. Have fun. Hey, yes. Guys. Yes. If you guys aren't following the Ortiz family, make sure you guys give them a follow. Boom, boom, boom. Until next time.
Thank you.
Peace.